Originally, this used to be the dining room until the Stanford family moved in 1905, and then it became Charles's library. Now it contains this stunning collection of valuable furniture. These items, the McCoyd collection, were collected by Percy McCoyd and his wife Therese. Percy was a theatrical designer by trade, but really he is remembered as the first serious historian of English furniture. Percy and Therese lived in London, but would spend their summers at Hove Lee on the coast here. Therese bequeathed these items, only a small part of a larger collection, to Preston Manor in 1939, just before the Second World War. None of these were here when the house was lived in. They're very much of an earlier time and reflect different tastes. Charles had already gifted the manor to the Borough of Brighton at this time. Charles and Ellen both passed away in 1932. Here's an extract from an article by Isabel E.J. Haddon in Sussex County Magazine, Volume 7, 1933, the year after Charles and Ellen died.
No gift could possibly be more gratefully appreciated by the people of Brighton than that of the old manor house, so full of tradition and legend, which has been bestowed by Sir Charles and Lady Thomas Stanford on the town to which they belonged and which they loved so wholeheartedly, and for whose welfare they gave so many years of faithful and loyal service.
This is a great place, I think, to talk about legacy and about what we leave behind. Charles left Brighton the Manor, and Therese left this collection, this kind of museum within a museum. The ghosts of the manor, for me, aren't in the jump scares or the sightings of spectral figures, but in every object here, and what they mean to the people who collected and used and loved them, and what they mean to us now. Now we are able to connect with those objects and bring the manor back to life. And finally, to think about what we might leave behind for people to remember us by.